feel it burning deep in my soul. I know it's time for me to go.
Welcome to Publish or Perish FM, social selling in the age of content marketing. This is the podcast for innovative and skill-seeking sales leaders and CMOs. Here's your host, Jeff Leo Herman.
Hey, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 18 of Publish or Perish FM. Today is Friday, February 19th, 2016, and we're going to focus on one thing today to help us scale our relationships and our revenue. And that one thing today is the best thing a salesperson can do to convert a marketing qualified lead. So what is that one best thing a salesperson can do? Nothing. They should do anything. It's a marketing qualified lead. Don't call, don't email, don't touch, right? We call it a marketing qualified lead for a reason. Salespeople should touch sales qualified leads. So let's drop the hyperbole and step back for a second. So look, as a growth organization with very big goals, we're always looking for opportunities to grow and engage with our best prospects. And with our marketing automation program, and in our case specifically, we use Marketo. They're great partners of ours, as well as they've been our marketing automation platform for a number of years. You can track all of the activity of your known subscribers, you know, otherwise known as your email subscribers, those that have opted in, to determine who's ready for a conversation and who we should continue to nurture. And so we spend a lot of time differentiating between a marketing qualified lead and a sales qualified lead. And a simpler way to put it, marketing qualified leads are those that have downloaded a white paper, signed up for a newsletter, expressed some interest, or they're just simply in a mode in which they have they've requested something that we produce, right? They haven't specifically asked to be contacted. However, we do have opportunities for those that want a call back, and those are called sales qualified leads. Those are hard calls to action. Contact us, request pricing, submit an RFP. So those sales qualified leads are what we watch, right? And that's what, you know, salespeople have full liberty and full discretion to call sales qualified leads back as fast as possible. In fact, every sales qualified lead that we get, those that have filled out a hard call to action, a form, they hit my inbox and I get a big alert. We have alert set up. And not only do they hit my inbox, but they're also routed to the individual salesperson on my team that has that specific industry expertise. And our goal is to call these sales qualified leads back in 5 minutes. And if not 5 minutes, then as soon as humanly possible. In fact, this week we got a great lead. We got an inquiry from PricewaterhouseCoopers, you know, the great well-established professional services firm. And my colleague that focuses on that industry, that market, was on his way out the door for PTO. Hey, Evan, you got to come back or you have to follow up with this lead real quick because, you know, he was excited to get it, so he was willing to do it. So, you know, once again, those leads, those sales qualified leads, they asked for a call back. We will give them a call back as soon as humanly possible. Now, the question is, as we opened up, when should sales convert a marketing qualified lead? And the answer is never. Sales should never specifically be converting someone in that marketing qualified status. We don't want to pounce. Pouncing is for amateurs, right? So even if you get a marketing qualified lead, so you know the other thing is to cover marketing qualified leads, we also have alerts set up, and we don't monitor those as closely as the alerts for the sales qualified leads, but say you get a marketing qualified lead in that's perfect, right? They really meet the definition of your ideal client profile. It's someone that you've, more or less been watching for a period of time. Say they download a white paper. You don't want to be too aggressive. Even though we're excited, like we've literally high-fived because we got a marketing qualified lead notification, we want to be appropriate. We want to take the appropriate action. So the question is, what is the appropriate action to look at a marketing qualified lead? Well, this is where our social selling approach kicks into gear. of that individual, we look them up on LinkedIn, look them up on Twitter, and we see if there's an opportunity to germinate the seeds of a relationship, right, through social selling. So we look for ways to engage with them, see if they've created their own blogging content or if they're pretty active in sharing either on Twitter or LinkedIn. We build those early seeds of relationship with them and their colleagues. And as I was on a great Blab session yesterday with Jack Kozakowski, the leader in digital disruption and social selling, one of the leaders out there, and he puts it as you need to build a big funnel of online conversations towards building those relationships and then really driving those offline conversations, which, you know, once again, fall into that sales qualified lead designation. So bottom line, for marketing qualified leads, we use social media to learn about their interests and intent, and we start to germinate the seeds of that relationship. And it's a less aggressive approach, but once again, we don't want to be overly aggressive and effectively kill the lead, as Jack was mentioning yesterday on the Blab session. So the question is, what if you're just dying to call them? You must contact them. You have a burning, you can't believe that they filled out a form and you have to call them. Well, another option to consider if you really do need to call a marketing qualified lead back, if you're that excited about it. The good news is if you have content that you produce on a consistent basis, say you have a podcast or a video series or even for your blog, you can reach out to that marketing qualified lead who has expressed some, you know, minor interest in your organization and ask if they want to participate in your content creation. So be a guest on a podcast, be interviewed for a blog post, maybe capture a statistic from them for a white paper or a quote. So really invite them in and, you know, leverage their knowledge and expertise as an expert in their industry, in their space, and offer more of a friendly way to engage with them. And if all else fails, last ditch effort, if they say, for example, have downloaded a white paper, let's assume that they probably didn't consume wholly the white paper. I'm sure they may have glanced at it, if anything. If you really have to call them, at least contact them. And assuming that the white paper you have has really compelling statistics and really insightful information, give them a ring and say, hey, I know you probably haven't fully consumed the white paper, but how about that statistic on page 7? Didn't that blow your mind? We were amazed. Love to get your perspective on it. So something that they must know, once again, towards being a resource, being an advocate, helping them filter through all the noise, and just really pointing out compelling stats. So look, that's the bottom line. Salespeople should never be converting marketing qualified leads. That's marketing's job, to drive a content strategy and a nurture strategy to warm them up to the point where they become sales qualified and they're effectively digitally raising their hand to express their interest. And then we can convert them to a sales qualified lead and build a beautiful relationship going forward. As always, would love for you to hit iTunes and subscribe. And especially if you feel like this is valuable information, leave a rating and review. And as always, I hope we all think like marketers and sell like animals. Have a great day.